like it from your Philadelphia soul. Last week was a little bit of an ugly showing. This week they come in to the first round of the playoffs in the home-and-home aggregate style, almost soccer style, and get a 36-point win over the Washington Valor. What's going on, everybody? Happy Sunday here from 97.5 The Fanatic. I am Tyler Zulli. Josh Rabick is producing the show. Of course, you are listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. We are a Beasley Media Group station, and we are in the Xfinity studio. We broadcast only from Comcast. You know, I've had most of today to think about how I wanted to take this show. And every time I think that I've settled on a topic, something new has arisen that has made my mind go haywire, that has made me go, wait, maybe we could talk about this. So we have a ton to get into today, and we only have an hour and 45 minutes to do it before Rob Motti takes over from there. So let's have some fun. 610-632-0975. We've talked all week, ever since training camp started, ever since the midday guys did the round table with Tim McManus and Brent Celek. It was a tremendous show. Really enjoyed hearing what those two guys had to say. We've been all eagled up. It's football season. It's back. I know that baseball season's still in full swing, but I would be remiss if I didn't say this town lives and breathes Eagles football, and it bleeds green, because that's just the case. So what I wanted to do today, because we've done so much conversation and had so many conversations about how the Eagles are a Super Bowl contender, which is true, because they are. Because if you look at it on paper, this may be one of the most talented Eagles rosters ever constructed. And that's all you can do right now is talk about on paper, because it's July. But on paper, this might be the most talented Eagles roster ever put together.
I agree.
So, we've had a lot of Super Bowl hype, a lot of divisional hype, a lot of how many games will the Eagles win? And I know that's going to change, and I know it's very fluid because it's July, and everything exists on Carson Wentz. But what I wanted to do today was talk about some of the other teams, especially in the NFC. Because to me, the NFC is so, so deep and so talented that there could be five teams I've mapped out. In fact, I've mapped out six that could be 10 game winners in the NFC alone. So what makes the Eagles stand out from these teams? The Dallas Cowboys, the New Orleans Saints, the Los Angeles Rams, the Chicago Bears, and the Green Bay Packers. What makes the Philadelphia Eagles better and more equipped to win 11 or 12 games and win the NFC East and get a bye and make a deep playoff run as opposed to those five other teams? So that's what I want to talk about today. That's what I want to hear from you about today, is which of those five teams in particular, or another NFC team that I didn't mention, which of those five teams or another NFC East team, or NFC team, I should say, worries you the most? Because we've done the positive shows. We've done the positivity for the last week. So I don't want to play negativity. I don't want to play Mr. Pessimist, because that's not me. Because like I just said, I think this team is probably one of the best NFC teams and one of the best NFL teams and has legitimate Super Bowl aspirations. But I want to know which team in the NFC worries you the most. So hop on the line at 610-632-0975. We're going to discuss NFC opponents today. And we're going to get into each of their schedules as we go on. And there's one common theme, especially between those five teams that I mapped out, that may give the Philadelphia Eagles a slight advantage in the regular season. So we'll get to that in a little bit. We also have five pairs of FanFest tickets to give away, and I'm excited about this one. So before I dive into how we're giving these tickets away, we've got sound from an All-Star game that I would like you to hear to give you a little background of how this will play out.
You go from undrafted in this league, all that you've overcome to even be standing in this moment. persevered.
Just never give up, man. Never give up. No matter what nobody tell you, just keep moving. And I use my mom as my motivation. I lost her when I was in college to cancer, so I just keep moving because I know she's watching me more than ever. So this one right here for you, Mom.
For those of you that don't know who that interview was with, that one touched me a little bit. That was with Erica Wheeler of the Indiana Fever of the WNBA. And the reason that I pulled this today, because it pulled on my heartstrings a little bit, because Erica Wheeler became the first player in WNBA history to be elected as the All-Star Game MVP after being undrafted out of college. And now I know that Philadelphia is a big-time underdog town. We love our underdogs. So how I want to give out these five pair of FanFest tickets, I would like for you, when you call in and talk about the NFC opponents and talk about the Eagles schedule, I would like for you to give me who is your singular athlete. We're not talking teams, so we're excluding the, obviously, 2017 Eagles run because they were the underdogs. But give me a single athlete who is the biggest underdog story that you can remember. Could be any sport, could be any time period. But what Erica Wheeler cried on the court after being elected as the All-Star Game MVP kind of pulled on my heartstrings a little bit. So that's how we'll do our FanFest tickets. And like I said, we're going to get into discussing the NFC and the NFC opponents that the Philadelphia Eagles may have in their way en route to getting to another Super Bowl. Now, before we get to the break, we got to pay a couple of bills. But before we get to the break, Josh Rabick's my producer. We discussed this prior to the Soul game starting. And we talked about which teams bug you the most and which one could cause the biggest concern for the Philadelphia Eagles. Josh, I never got to your team. Which singular team worries you the most en route to an Eagles Super Bowl appearance?
It's got to be that first team right in your path. You got to look within the division. And I think you have to look at the Dallas Cowboys. And it's not because I think the Cowboys are better. I look at the matchup, and they are a great ball possession offense that plays really good defense.
Well, and that's the thing is, too, I think this Cowboys team is probably going to run Ezekiel Elliott into the ground, especially if he doesn't get a contract by the end of the season, because they're going to do everything they possibly can to get every little ounce of primetime Ezekiel Elliott in 2019, because you don't know if he's a Cowboy next year. And you also don't know that what kind of shelf life that he has. So you have the Cowboys. I am probably one of the only people at this station, before I heard you say that, the only person at this station that thinks the Dallas Cowboys are a good football team. I truly do believe that the Cowboys and the Eagles will both be in the playoffs next year, and I don't know yet who's winning the division and who's going to have to go on the road as probably a 10 and maybe an 11 win team as the wild card team. That concerns me. So we'll get into which NFC team bugs you the most. We'll take your calls between the five teams that I mentioned. But also, if you have another team, maybe there's a sleeper team. I know there's one team that I was huge on last year that I can't backtrack from because that would be very hypocritical of me. So I have another team that I was huge on, but they're not in that group of five. And real quick before we go to break, that group of five is the Saints, the Cowboys, the Rams, the Bears, and the Packers. If any of those teams worry you the most, 610-632-0975. We'll talk about all that and more. We also have those five pair of FanFest tickets to give away. Give me your biggest single athlete underdog story that you can remember. We're here until 8 o'clock right here on The Fanatic.
97.5, The Fanatic.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantaged retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
How would you like to put an extra $10,000 to $15,000 in your pocket every single month? Hi, I'm Nick Fertucci, and not that long ago, I was a first responder struggling to make ends meet, and I was in major debt with a wife and three girls to feed. Then I developed my flipping houses formula, and now I'm financially free. As a first responder, I protected countless lives, and now I protect financial lives, and I want to help you too. For a limited time, I'd like to give anyone that calls a free copy of my house flipping 101 kit. In this kit, I'll show you how to flip one house in the Philadelphia area. With my proven formula, you won't need cash or credit. You'll just need access to my massive network of real estate investors looking to invest.
Text your zip code to 62,000 right now for free VIP tickets and a copy of Nick's proven house flipping 101 kit. If you've ever considered flipping houses as your path to financial freedom, text your zip code to 62,000 now for your free tickets and house flipping 101 kit. Text your zip code to 62,000. That's your zip code to 62,000 now.
Hey, fanatics, it's Natalie from My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Right now, during this summer of Jeep, save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Jeeps. Choose from over 800 new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, Compass Renegades, and the all-new Gladiator everyone is talking about. Trust me, guys, if you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com and save up to 25% off new Jeeps. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. And make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2018 Compass Limited, four-cylinder auto MSRP, $31,585, selling price of $23,689, represents 25% savings off MSRP, includes all applicable rebates, tax tags extra, offer not valid with trade-in, ends July 31st, 2019.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up. With the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at usps.com/future.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence. Like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. We offer all sorts of tools for all sorts of jobs. And we'll even give you operating instructions, so you know exactly how to use them. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
We do all we can to ensure our kids are happy, healthy, safe, and strong. Having high-quality, low-cost health insurance makes that possible. With CHIP, your child can have medical, dental, eye care, and more for free or low cost. Whether you're self-employed, unemployed, or your employer benefits are just too expensive, CHIP is there for you to help your child be strong. CHIP strong. Apply or renew today at 800-986-KIDS or go to chipcoverspakids.com. Paid for with Pennsylvania taxpayer dollars.
Hey, you! You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic right now, and you're hearing about all these great opportunities from our sponsors. What would it feel like to listen and hear us talking about your business? More importantly, how will you feel when your phone rings with people saying, I heard you on 97.5 The Fanatic? Find out how you can make that happen. Send an email to marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. That's marketing at 97.5thefanatic.com. The next commercial you hear could be yours.
Summer of NASCAR on NBCSN continues. Pocono Raceway, a one-of-a-kind tricky triangle where drivers must prove themselves one turn at a time.
Pocono, today at 3 Eastern on NBCSN.
Sports talk for Broomall and all of Delco. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back inside 97.5 The Fanatic, 6:30 here on a Sunday evening. Tyler Zuli alongside you, alongside my producer, Josh Rabick. He's also serving as co-host today. This came across my phone while I was producing the Soul game. And this is one of the weirdest stats I've ever heard in my entire life. Now, every now and then you get a stat that's like, it's crazy, but I don't know if I believe that. This one is so odd that you almost have to. Jerry Rice leads the NFL in NFL history with most receiving yards after the age of 40 with 2,509. Do you by any chance, Josh, know who number two is?
Tim Brown? I don't know.
That's the thing. You're going to throw a million wide receiver names out there, and they're all going to be wrong. Because number two is Tom Brady with six. And you know what makes it even funnier than Tom Brady with six at number two? You know who number three is? Everyone in the history of the NFL except Brett Favre. Because Brett Favre has negative two. Just so weird, man. That was one of the weirdest stats I've ever seen in my entire life.
That you can say Brett Favre has the least amount of receiving yards in NFL history.
After turning 40. Yes, that's exactly correct. But let's jump back into this NFC conversation. The Eagles versus the NFC. It seems to be the Eagles versus everyone, but that's kind of how we do things here in Philadelphia. They're primed for a Super Bowl run. There's no doubt in my mind. But it's not going to be this cakewalk that I think some people want to believe. Now, before we get to the phones, and Jake, you're going to be up next. But before we get to the phones, there was one number in particular that I think gives the Eagles a distinct advantage in the regular season. Now, we know, based on win percentage, that the Eagles have the third easiest schedule in the NFL. And that probably is aided by the fact that they get the Giants twice. They get the Detroit Lions. They get the Miami Dolphins. They have your favorite team, the New York Jets, Josh. And, of course, they play the Redskins twice. We had a better
That's
record.
That's not true.
I like to give Josh some flack because he's a big Sam Darnold guy. He thinks Sam Darnold's going to be good. But then, you know, you just play it off. And Josh is now a Jets fan. He's not an Eagles fan anymore. But they have all these teams that I think are going to have low winning percentages this year and had low winning percentages last year, which plays into the fact that they have the third easiest schedule in the NFL. But there's one number that stands out above the rest from those five other teams that we had mentioned in the first segment that the Eagles don't have. And that number is six. And what the number six stands for is how many teams that each of those five teams, every single one of them, will play against playoff teams from a year ago. They have six games against 2018 playoffs. That's the Rams do, the Saints do, the Bears do, the Packers do, and the Cowboys do. The Eagles only have five. Now, I know it's only one game. I understand that. I also know that some of these teams, in fact, most of these teams, have to play the Eagles, which adds to that total. But for the Eagles to be able to avoid the AFC West, which might be the best AFC division, the AFC South, which boasts the Colts and the Texans could be a playoff team this year, and then to not have to play the LA Rams this season and the New Orleans Saints this season, I think certainly helps. So which team bothers you the most going into the 2019 NFL season in the NFC? Let's start things off in the phones. We're going to go to Jake in Robbinsville. What's going on, Jake?
Yo, what's up, Tyler? How you doing today?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm doing pretty well. You know, beautiful day. I can't complain. But I heard the conversation that you guys are having, and immediately what popped into my mind was the Saints. Now, I think that the Saints are going to be the Eagles' toughest challenge for a few reasons. First reason is actually one that's backed up by last year. The way that the Eagles match up with the Saints isn't in their favor because our secondary isn't experienced enough, and I feel like Drew Brees always picks us apart. The second reason that I have is because we're not really sure what the Eagles' run game is going to be like this year, and I feel like in order to beat that defense, you need an effective run game.
I think you're 100% spot on with matchups, Jake, and to me, that is why the Saints are also the biggest problem. And I think the one thing that you didn't say that I would even add on to that when you mentioned the running backs is we know how deadly the Saints offense can be. So the best way to beat the Saints offense is to keep them off the field. And the best way to do that is to control the ball. And the best way to do that is run the ball successfully.
And that's the thing that worries me about this year. Like, I know that Jordan Howard's going to be a good running back. Like, we're going to have consistent, be giving him consistent carries, but he can't catch the ball out of the backfield. I know Sproles can do that, but he's not going to play all 16 games based off the last 3 years. I just feel like we're a little bit in trouble in terms of our run game. But we'll see about that. And I just had one more thought. You know what team, Ty, that might sneak up on us?
Sure, go ahead.
So I know you're going to say I'm crazy, but I think the Buccaneers might have a shot to.
Really? What makes you say that?
I've been hearing a lot about how Jameis Winston's rebounding from the last few years. They had him lose some weight. He'd be a little bit more mobile in the pocket. I think Mike Evans is obviously going to have a huge year. They added Sue on defense. Their secondary is shaping up pretty well, and I think they could surprise some people.
Well, Jake, thanks for the call, man. I appreciate it. You know what? Honestly, to me, I've been a Jameis Winston guy. I think Jameis Winston is every season going to turn the corner. So I'm to the point where I'll believe it when I see it. But it's not far-fetched to say that Jameis Winston could turn the corner. Now, I don't know if they're playoff challenging. They may be in the right direction. And I still think that Mike Evans is a top five receiver in the NFL, just strictly based on talent and size, because you can't teach size. But I'll believe it when I see it with Jameis Winston. And if I'm proven wrong, Jake, I'll be the first to tell you were right. I don't see it just yet this season.
Both guys from that quarterback class, Marcus Mariota as well, it felt like they were two good young quarterbacks that just got stuck.
Don't put the name Marcus Mariota, by the way, around Pat Egan. I've never seen a person dislike a quarterback more than Pat dislikes Marcus Mariota. Now, I don't know if it's because they didn't do the deal for Mariota and he turned out to be an average quarterback, but here's a thought about the Titans. They made the playoffs last year. Now, granted, they got beat by the Colts in the first round, but they were a playoff team last year. They probably wouldn't have been had the Eagles not given up 4th and 15, because they would have lost that game and not made the playoffs. I'm not a Mariota guy either, but like I said, here's the thing about those two. If you give me those two and put them on a pedestal and say you can pick one, I'm taking Jameis Winston. I know he makes a lot of mistakes, but Mariota to me is so inconsistent. I can't have that. I can't have 150 one day and then 300 the next and then 94 2 weeks after that.
Talk about two horrible decisions to pick from there. You're kind of looking for option C, aren't you?
Yeah, I don't even know. I honestly, I'm going to go at the break and see who the third quarterback taken was in that draft, because I'd like to know which one, if any of them, had any kind of success after those two. Let's go back to the phones. Tony in Old Bridge, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Tony?
Hey, guys, how's it going over there?
Good, man. How about yourself?
Not too bad. I got to start by saying I think that Jake guy is a little bit whacked out for thinking the Buccaneers are going to be contenders this year.
Well, I think that they have makings, but I agree. I'm not quite ready to prove them as a playoff contender yet.
No, definitely not. But I think the biggest problem for us this year, I honestly think it's going to be the Green Bay Packers.
That's a week 4 matchup on short rest going into a Thursday night game in Lambeau.
Exactly. And honestly, I think Aaron Rodgers, after all the chatter going on in the offseason, I think he has a lot to prove this year. And I just think on paper, I'm not really sure if Ronald Darby has the skill set to cover Davante Adams or Sidney Jones either, to be honest.
So, Tony, let me ask you this, Tony. If we always kind of look at the Packers and we say, well, they had a bad year last year, but they've got Aaron Rodgers, and that's good enough for me. Do we fall into that trap too often, or are you sold on their defense coming around and them being a better team than they were last year?
Well, I do think they made a lot of improvements in the Adrian. They got Amos from the Bears.
Yep, Adrian Amos.
They made a couple good. I saw they got Za'Darius Smith. Other got Preston Smith from. They got like a couple good pass rushers, and I think they've been drafting really well in the offseason too. Like, just kind of going defense first and letting Aaron Rodgers work with the weapons that he has. And I think that's the way to do it, because in the past,
Their defense has really been what's been keeping that team back overall.
Yeah, I think you're right there, Tony, and thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I think he's correct. I think the Packers have had a lack of defense. And listen, we've seen it time and time again. Good teams that sustain success draft well, because you cannot pay Aaron Rodgers what you're paying Aaron Rodgers and be successful without having young, cheap, controllable talent at key positions, at skill positions. The Packers really lacked that over the last couple of years. The Packers are going to be a much better team this season. I think you're going to get probably two teams out of the NFC North and two teams out of the NFC East. And I really think that's where it's going to come from. You've got probably eight teams in the NFC that are legitimate playoff contenders, and four of them come out of two divisions. And then you've got the Saints and the Rams. And if you want to believe the 49ers hype, the 49ers, and you also perhaps have the Atlanta Falcons, and you may be able to say the Minnesota Vikings. That's my team, by the way, as I knock my mic over. That's my team, by the way, that I was thrilled on last year that didn't come to fruition, and they won eight games. I like the Vikings a lot. I think they could be a playoff team, but they play in an extremely difficult division. But they get the benefit of a third-place schedule. Actually, I lied. It's a second-place schedule. The Packers have the benefit of a third-place schedule. You're probably going to get two teams out of that division and two teams out of the NFC East. Now, who wins the East and who's a wild-card team? I don't know. I really don't. Because quite honestly, guys and gals, the Cowboys are a good football team. A really good football team. And so are the Philadelphia Eagles. So we'll keep talking about that. We're going to hit a quick break. Mike in Exton, you're up next, and then it can be you. 610-632-0975. We're talking about the Eagles' biggest competition in the NFC, and we're also asking who's the biggest singular athlete underdog that you can remember. Tyler Zulli taking you up until 8 o'clock right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's a super selection backed by super service, saving you thousands with super low prices. Your spidey senses will be tingling. It's Gateway Zone Zero Down Superhero.
New 2019 Kia Sportage, $189 a month. New 2019 Kia Forte, $169 a month. And save like a hero on a new 2019 Kia Soul, only $159 a month. All on a 36-month lease with zero due at signing. Or get up to $6,000 over book for your trade. Or Gateway Kia will match your down payment up to $6,000. Need help with credit? We'll do everything in our power to get you approved. Get a hero's welcome and a super deal at Gateway Kia.
Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Online at shopgatewaykia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giant.
Prices based on dealer posted price, 10,000 miles a year, zero security deposit, tax, title, tax, DMV fees are additional. Trades based on Cal's values. Offers cannot be combined. Leases are with tier 1 credit approval only. Zero to its signing. Must take delivery on 7/31/2019.
You've been lied to. Lied to by corrupt Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. Hi, I'm Inc. magazine best-selling author Brett Kitchen, and I want to give you a free copy of my brand new book, Wealth Beyond Wall Street, because we all know another market crash could be right around the corner. After losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough, and since then I discovered a way to grow money potentially double digits, reduce taxes dramatically, and also have my money protected when the next stock market crash hits. When the next market crash hits, you lose nothing. Call Wealth Beyond Wall Street now to get your free copy and talk with a specialist to discover this little-known strategy to get potential double-digit growth during good years and never lose when the next stock market crash hits, all while building a tax-advantage retirement. Call 800-570-9898 to discover this asset that people like Walt Disney and JCPenney use to grow wealthy. Plus, get one of just 97 free books left. We even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. Call 800-570-9898. That's 1-800-570-9898. 1-800-570-9898.
Fanatic Fan Fest 2019 is presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is now available everywhere in PA. That means you can bet money lines, spreads, parlays, props, and more on every game this football season, all from your phone. Plus, FanDuel Sportsbook will give you up to $500 back if you don't win your first bet. Download the app or visit FanDuel.com/sportsbook to bet now. FanDuel Sportsbook, more ways to win. Applies to first wager only. Refund issued is non-withdrawable site credit. 21 plus and present in New Jersey or Pennsylvania. Gambling problem? 1-800-GAMBLER.
Whether your crew works high in the air or with both feet firmly planted on the ground, trust Panther East for the gear you need to keep them safe. From guardrails and netting systems to body belts and harnesses, Panther East has the tools and equipment you need to keep your site OSHA compliant. It only takes one mistake to turn a job site into an accident scene. And it only takes one visit to Panther East to protect your crew and your company. For fast delivery straight to your work site, order online at PantherEast.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music.
And are we twins? No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at OfficeDepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
What's a song without a tic-tac, tic-tac? What's a beat without a hand clap, hand clap? So refreshing, can you feel that, feel that? Because music is better with the rhythm of a tic-tac. Oh, shake, shake, shake the music.
Grab a pack of Tic Tac Mints and visit ShakeTheMusic.com to learn how you can enter for your chance to win great prizes. Rules and details at ShakeTheMusic.com. Tic Tac Mints. Refreshing, delicious, fun.
Bring on the summer heat with some incredible savings when you consider replacing your windows and doors with my good friends at Guided Door and Window. Now, during the month of July, Guida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows. And you'll get 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money out of pocket, and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. Go Guida right now so you can take advantage of these limited-time savings. All prior sales excluded. This offer expires July 31st, so call Guida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GUIDA, or check them out online at GoGuida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.
Alexa, open 97.5 The Fanatic.
Getting 97.5 The Fanatic.
This might be one of my favorite tweets that I've ever received, ever. This comes from Tim Dog. Said, have you asked yourself when was the last time an NFC East team repeated as division champions? Then you'll have your answer on who's going to win the division. Oh, by the way, I don't trust the Clapper as head coach, meaning Jason Garrett, but I do trust Doug. So there you go. According to Tim Dog, on July 28th, the Philadelphia Eagles are going to be NFC East champs. But even if they're not, they're a playoff team. They're 100% a playoff team. And I think so are the Dallas Cowboys. 610-632-0975. I'm Tyler Zuli. Josh Rabick is producing the show. We have some open phone lines for you to jump in. We are discussing which NFC team is the biggest threat to you so far. Let's go back to the phones. We're going to talk to Mike in Exton. What's going on, Mike?
Tyler, great show.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
No problem. I think whenever I look at like who's the most dangerous, I always look at the weapons. Like, how many weapons does a team have?
Sure.
And I think when I look, I go, well, New Orleans, but New Orleans has less weapons, I feel like, this year than they usually have in most years. They have Michael Thomas. They have Alvin Kamara. Mark Ingram's gone. Drew Brees is a year older. There's something about that team that I just don't buy into this year.
Well, and that's my biggest concern for the Saints, and I still think that they have enough weapons, especially with Michael Thomas maybe being the best weapon of them all. But who lines up opposite him is really a telling question, and it can't be Tommy Lee Lewis because he's too small. So that's a good point you bring up, Mike, is who is their opposite receiver on the other side of Michael Thomas?
And I think that's a big thing. If you have a second weapon, that makes Michael Thomas that much more dangerous. It makes Drew Brees that much more dangerous, but I don't feel like they have it. So then I start to look, and I think for the Eagles this year, the most dangerous team for them is the Cowboys.
You're the second person that said that today.
They have, I mean, you have, Dak, say what you will about him, not the best quarterback, probably in middle of the road, but he can, you know, he's not going to necessarily lose a game for you. He might win a game here and there. You've got Ezekiel Elliott, you've got Amari Cooper, and they're a division opponent, which to me is the scariest part because they know you.
And you've got to play them twice.
And you've got to play them twice, exactly. And that, to me, that just seems like the most, like the one team that could give the Eagles trouble. Now, if I look at the NFC and I look to see who has the most weapons, it's, I mean, as much of an Eagles fan as I am, it's hard for me to not look at the Eagles and go, this team has the most weapons of any team in the NFC. You have Carson Wentz, you have Alshon Jeffrey, you have DeSean Jackson, you have Zach Ertz, you have Dallas Goedert, you have Nelson Agholor. For as many warts as he grew 2 years ago, he got rid of them all last year. You have J.J. Arcega-Whiteside.
Yep, out of Stanford.
You have a stable of running backs. I just feel like this team is going to cause so many problems for other teams that they're not going to know what to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. And that's why I'm so optimistic about this season, because it's A, it's B, it's C, it's D, it's E. There's so many options for Carson Wentz to get rid of the ball, and he doesn't have to feel like he has to do more than just what's expected of him.
Mike, I appreciate the call, and I think you're 100% spot on there. They're so deep, which is why I said at the top of the show that they are a Super Bowl contending team. Now, here's the issue. Much like a really good basketball team, let's take the Houston Rockets, for example, because I think they may be a perfect example right now of how things can go bad because there's only one ball on the field or on the court. Now, on the flip side, you can say the Golden State Warriors, how things go perfectly right when teams buy into a system. And I think that that was the one thing that Tim McManus said that I thought was the best thing that he said in the 2 hours that he was here. If they buy into a system, then they're going to be a great team. If they all believe that their role is their role and they're comfortable in that spot, they are a Super Bowl contending team. So to say that the Eagles are the best team in the NFC is not a stretch. It's really not. I'm just more concerned of there are a lot of really good teams in the NFC that could get in their way. Now, Mike brings up the Cowboys, much like Josh, you brought up the Cowboys. And one thing to me that I think is the great equalizer for the Cowboys and the Eagles are not the playoff teams that they play, and it's not the AFC teams that they play. It's the NFC East teams that they play, because they play each other twice. That can go either way. And then after that, you play the Giants twice and the Redskins twice. So games against teams that are supposed to stink now all of a sudden mean a lot.
And it's all about the timing of when you play these teams. Now think about it. You have the Redskins and the Giants, both with rookie quarterbacks that we might see this year, and the Eagles face them the last month of the season. So if both of their seasons are gone, those fan bases are going to be calling for those rookie quarterbacks.
Well, and I'm curious too, because to me, I think that in week one, the Eagles will get Case Keenum, and the Cowboys are almost certainly going to get Eli Manning. Now, is that going to be the case? Will the Cowboys in Week 17 get Dwayne Haskins and the Philadelphia Eagles get Daniel Jones? I don't know. I really don't know the answer to that, and I think you're right. I think it's when you play and how you play and who you play last week and who you play next week. Because there is never a more prominent look-ahead league than the NFL. Because to me, a game like the Minnesota Vikings, where the Eagles could win and probably should win, even though they're on the road, the Eagles have the Dallas Cowboys to look at the next week, the following week, and say, we have to beat the Cowboys in Dallas. Now, on the flip side, the Cowboys in week three play the Miami Dolphins at home. The week after that, they go to New Orleans to play the Saints. Is that a slip-up game? It could be. You never know. That's why the NFL is such a fluid league. Nothing makes sense in the NFL. And by the way, to get back to Mike from Exton's point, the number two receiver for the Saints is either going to be Ted Ginn or Cameron Meredith. Either of those put fear in you?
I mean, not really.
So let's kind of run through that real quick. If I gave you the option of Cameron Meredith or DeSean Jackson, because I know that, I think objectively, I know that if I gave you Michael Thomas versus Alshon Jeffrey, you'd take Michael Thomas.
Correct.
But would you take DeSean Jackson or Cameron Meredith?
Based off of Michael Thomas's skill set, I'm going DeSean Jackson. I want to stretch the field extra down there.
Would you go Ted Ginn or DeSean Jackson?
I would go DeSean Jackson once again.
And there you go. And of course, you're going Zach Ertz above just about any tight end in the league, let alone in the AFC. Now, the running back, and we'll get to that in the 7 o'clock hour, the running backs are more of a concern to me than I think a lot of people. People kind of look at it and go, oh, there's a ton of running backs. And they drafted one. And Sproles is back. And they traded for Jordan Howard, which means he's got to be pretty good if they traded for him. Let's take a look at this on the other side. 610-632-0975. And by the way, before we hit the next break, I got to let you guys know that Philly Burger Brawl is back. It's got a new date, Sunday, September 15th. Also a new location. It'll be at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. You can enjoy unlimited bites of burgers from the top competing restaurants in the city. All the proceeds benefit the Philadelphia School District. The event raises money to outfit underserved schools with the latest technology. For more information and to get tickets, you can go to phillyburgerbrawl.com. We've got one more hour to go. Tyler Zuli, Josh Rabick, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, this is Trey Thomas here. If you want to make your summer funner, go where I go, DHY Motorsports in Deptford, New Jersey. They've got everything motorsports, from motorcycles and off-road vehicles to the ultimate in summer fun, Yamaha Wave Runners. Stop in and check out the all-new 2019 Yamaha EXR. That's perfect for entry-level riders. For the more experienced riders, check out the FX Series. It truly raises the bar of luxury. At DHY Motorsports, it's all about family, and you can be sure the person you bought from will be there when you come back for your gear or your first service or your next toy. Join me at their next bike night Monday, August 19th from 6 to 8 p.m. for free photos and autographs. Show off your bike, grab a bite to eat, plus stop by and see me to win FanFest tickets and a chance to win a Wave Runner of your own. So go fast, go now, go to DHY Motorsports. Of course, you can shop online at DHY.com, but the best thing you can do is check out their showroom on 1300 Clements Bridge Road in Deptford, New Jersey. DHY Motorsports is the official power sports partner of 97.5 The Fanatics Fan Fest.
How would you like to make an extra $1,200 to $7,800 monthly safely investing in real estate tax lien certificates? Hi, I'm Tony Martinez, co-founder of USTLA, and over the last 20 years, I've been investing in tax lien certificates making 16% to 25% secured fixed returns while acquiring highly discounted properties mortgage-free. Now, I want to show you how to with my 50-page revealing report called Proof. Why tax lien certificates are the superior vehicle for your financial success. In my report, you'll learn where to find tax lien certificates, how to safely earn 16 to 25% secured fixed returns, and how to acquire valuable real estate at huge discounts, mortgage-free. Now, for a limited time, I'll give anyone that calls a free copy of my powerful new report.
Call 800-718-3439 now to get Tony's free report. Call 800-718-3439 in the next 30 minutes, and Tony will give you two free tickets to his live training coming to the Philadelphia area, a $300 value. Call 800-718-3439. That's 800-718-3439 for your free report now.
What a night. Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Online sports betting is live in Pennsylvania. Place all your favorite sports bets all at the click of a button from anywhere in Pennsylvania. Mark's Casino and Sportsbook has you covered. Sign up now and get a risk-free bet of up to $250 on your first deposit. Go to parkscasino.com/fan and use the promo code SPORTS to get your risk-free bet of up to $250. Bet with the best online at the number one casino in Pennsylvania, Mark's Casino and Sportsbook. Street Road exit off I-95. For the PA Turnpike, risk free betting refunded on losses of free bet. 21 gambler problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What a night.
Mark's Casino. It's a whole new ballgame at Pennsylvania's number one casino. Liberty Bell Gastro Pub and the Beer Garden are now open every day at noon. Enjoy Liberty Bell Gastro Pub's farm-to-fork comfort food. Gourmet burgers, handcrafted cocktails, and 24 rotating craft beers. Pub food favorites while watching every game at the all-season beer garden. Get ready. Coming soon, our $10 million sports book for all your hot sports betting action. Business lunches, happy hour, your game day hotspot. It's all here for you and your friends. Mark's Casino. Winning never tasted so good. Street Road exit off I-95 at the PA Turnpike. Must be 21 gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Welcome to
Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English.
And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music. And are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at OfficeDepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
O'Reilly. Give your vehicle a spot-free shine with Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Wax. On sale now at O'Reilly Auto Parts for just $4.99. That's a 50% savings. For an unbeatable shine, just wash, rinse, and dry with Turtle Wax Ice Wash and Wax. Just $4.99 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limit supply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for some straight talk. Look, you wouldn't spend more to get the exact same thing, would you? No. So when I tell you that Straight Talk Wireless runs on the same cell towers as the big guys but charges up to half the cost, you see where I'm going with this, right? Get America's best 4G LTE networks for less. The unlimited plan is just $45 a month with 25 gigs at high speeds, then 2G. Straight Talk Wireless, everything for less.
Savings may vary. See straighttalk.com.
Live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, you're listening to the sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. The Fanatic.
WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
Welcome to the Fanatic family.
7 o'clock here at 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli alongside Josh Rabick, and you as well on the phone, 610-632-0975. We are discussing the Philadelphia Eagles, who stands in their path on the way to a second Super Bowl run in the last 3 years. Now, before we get back to that conversation, oftentimes I wonder what goes on in people's heads. Like right before an act or an action is about to happen, I go, what are you thinking? What led you down this road that had the action, that made the action occur? And my latest victim of what are you doing, man, in my own head, is Cleveland Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer. Because Cleveland Indians pitcher Trevor Bauer is on the road to being crazy. So after he gave up a couple of runs today, Trevor Bauer took the ball, the game ball, and turned around as Terry Francona was coming out to pull him from the game, took the game ball, turned around from the mound, and launched the baseball over the center field wall. I don't know why. I don't even think Trevor Bauer knows why. But like, that just goes to show you the game that I play with my own head of what are you doing? What's going through your mind? Because if I'm Terry Francona, and I know that my team is actively shopping this guy, I go, dude, you're not helping us here. And you're not helping you here. Because if you don't want to be in Cleveland anymore, we got to try to trade you. And we can't trade you if you're crazy. And you launch baseballs into center field. I don't know, man. People are weird. 610-632-0975. What do you got for me, Josh?
I was just going to say, it's deadline season. Maybe he thinks there's some scouts in the stands. He's trying to show off that arm strength. I got nothing besides
well,
that.
I did see a tweet, and I apologize. I forget who it was from. It said that the Phillies should trade for Trevor Bauer because he already throws balls into center field, which Phillies pitchers are already used to giving up home runs. So Trevor Bauer is just cutting out the middleman and throwing them into center field himself. So we'll see what happens. So with that being said, in serious trade deadline news, the New York Mets are in talks, reported talks, to acquire Marcus Stroman from the Toronto Blue Jays. And this comes after reports say that they are also in discussion with the San Diego Padres to trade Noah Syndergaard. Now, neither of these are 100% confirmed yet, at least that I've seen. But my question is, if you're going to trade Syndergaard, who has, this is his last year on his deal, and then he's arbitration eligible, and then trade for Marcus Stroman, who this is the last year of his deal, and he's arbitration eligible, where are you putting yourself? Because it's like you take two steps forward and two steps back. Now, personally, if you said, who do you want, a 26-year-old Noah Syndergaard who had 1 year of really good success and has kind of middled the rest of his career, or Marcus Stroman, who has had better average success, but I don't think has that stuff that Syndergaard has, I would probably take the mean and go back to the mean and talk about taking Marcus Stroman. But if you're going to go sideways, make lateral moves, what does this do for you? You're 50 and 55. So I don't quite understand these two trade rumors for the New York Mets.
Right, and if you're going to trade a pitcher, you think that you're going to get an array of prospects back, and that's the goal of it. You're doing some type of, you know, salary dump or anything like that, or you're getting a positional player of value. You're not pretty much swapping one guy out for something and pretty much bringing in someone who has the same exact value in the same position.
Yeah, I don't get it, man. I got a text on the text board from my buddy Mike, and he said Trevor Bauer was trying to do reverse rookie of the year, Henry Roland Gardner style.
So, I was this close to using that reference. I was like, I don't know if that would
go over. You should have, because you would have beaten him to it, because now I get credit for it, and my friend Mike gets credit for it, and you don't.
Good job, Mike.
Way to be, Mike. So he's going to get inevitably traded to the Cubs, and the Cubs will go on to win the World Series after Trevor Bauer breaks his arm and has to throw the float pitch, or breaks the glove, or whatever it was. It's been a weird 24 hours trying to plan for this show. But we'll kind of get it back on topic here. We're talking about the Philadelphia Eagles, and we've talked so much about how this is a Super Bowl contending team, and they are, without hesitation, one of the top teams in the NFC and probably one of the top teams in the league. So with that being said, we printed out a bunch of the schedules of the other contending NFC teams, and we're comparing them. We're playing the win-loss game with six teams. And what I came up with was the New Orleans Saints at 12-4, the Philadelphia Eagles at 11-5, and then the Dallas Cowboys, the Los Angeles Rams, the Chicago Bears, and the Green Bay Packers, all with 10 wins. And that right there, I mean, that right there would be your playoffs, because the Rams would win the West, the Eagles would win the East, the Saints would win the South. One of those two 10-win teams would win the North. The other would be a wild card team, and the Cowboys would be a wild card team. So that is six playoff teams, all with 10 wins. So there are really good NFC teams going into 2019. So which NFC team is the biggest issue for you? Which one concerns you the most? We're also giving away FanFest tickets. If you can give me the best singular athlete underdog story that you can remember. And the reason that I bring this up is because I saw a video that kind of tugged on my heartstrings a little bit. Erica Wheeler of the Indiana Fever in the WNBA became the first player in that league's history to go from undrafted free agent to All-Star Game MVP. Now, I know that midway point awards and All-Star Game awards aren't end all be all, because I reserve that for championships and finals champions. They're more important to me. But to go from UDFA in a league that only has two rounds to All-Star Game MVP is pretty darn impressive. So if you have a underdog story, a Cinderella story, if you could call it, of a singular player, we'll hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets. Josh, you have anybody in mind that comes to your mind right away when we talk about underdogs?
Yeah, as you can guess, I'm probably going the hockey route here.
I kind of figured.
Yeah, and I got to go Daniel Briere. When you think of Danny Briere, he was basically about to get kind of pushed out of the league before the 2004-2005 lockout. Comes back with Buffalo, the style of play changes, and obviously joins our Philadelphia Flyers. And what he can do with his size, and for a guy that was almost out of the league, it's kind of one of those things I look at as an inspiring underdog story.
Little guy, scrappy guy, had the ability to play hockey. And you know what he did better than most in the NHL and probably why he stuck around for so long? He scored the goals that mattered the most. He was always in the right spot and always had his name called at the back end of a game seven, 4 minutes to go in a playoff series, game tied at two. Always.
It's so unreal, though, also how many goals he scored around the net for his size. That's timing, that's instinct, that's knowing how to kind of bank that in there at the time. Because you look at his size and you think he'd score a lot more goals away from the net. But the fact that when the game changed, he realized how it changed. He used a lot of his timing, his hockey IQ and instincts. And that's how he scored a lot of his goals.
I don't disagree with that. Now, the guy that I would go with is just much like you said, NHL. I'm going to default to Major League Baseball. A guy who played 16 seasons in Major League Baseball and is now considered a top three MLB catcher of all time. And that is Mike Piazza. Mike Piazza was drafted, and obviously this is an exaggeration. He was drafted in the 774th round of Major League Baseball draft. And this is not an exaggeration. It was a favor. He was drafted in the 62nd round of the 1988 MLB draft by the Dodgers as the 1,390th overall player picked. He became a 12-time All-Star. He also won the Rookie of the Year. He has his number retired by the Mets. He's now a member of the Baseball Hall of Fame. 427 home runs redefined the catcher position.
Yeah, when you think about catching excellence in like the late 90s into the early 2000s, you think Mike Piazza.
You think Piazza, you think Pudge. That's it. Those are your two guys. You think Posada for winning, but not on an individual level like those two guys. So to me, Mike Piazza is the ultimate underdog story. So if you have an underdog athlete, we'll hook you up with a pair of FanFest tickets over the next 50 minutes. The MLB trade deadline is approaching, and the Phillies just lost 2 out of 3 to the Atlanta Braves. They win today, they lose Friday and Saturday. What do the Phillies do? Because at this point, if I'm the Philadelphia Phillies, you know what I'm doing? Absolutely nothing. Because there is no point. And I'm going to say this with a caveat. The caveat is I am always proven over prospect. Every single day of the week, I will trade prospects for MLB talent. But with this singular instance, with the Phillies hanging around and being a half a game out of the wild card, I don't know if I would make any moves. I don't think it's wise for them to give up what little farm system they have left to make moves at this point to be a wild card team. Now, granted, if you're a wild card team, all you need is Aaron Nola to pitch you one game and you score some runs and you're in the NLDS. I get that. But does Aaron Nola in the NLDS or the Phillies in the NLDS probably without Aaron Nola, does that do anything for you? Because for me, it doesn't. Not at this point. I normally play the just get in and we'll see. But if you're not going to make a move for a starting pitcher, there's no reason to just get in and we'll see. Because I have no faith in Jake Arrieta. I have no faith in Vince Velasquez. I have no faith in the former San Antonio Mission standout Drew Smyly. And Nick Pivetta looks like he's sitting in the pen for a while. Because he was good again today. So if I'm the Phillies, I'm making absolutely zero moves. I'm not selling. I'm not buying. And we'll see what happens. Are you going anywhere with this team? Are you making any moves whatsoever, Josh?
No, for the same exact thing that you're talking about. And I don't know if I even want to take on more salary right now because I don't want to go into the luxury tax and everything like that because we know the jump from season one to season two with the luxury tax as well.
Yeah, money doesn't concern me, I think, as much as it does you because, to me, luxury tax, if Middleton's willing to pay it, then he'll pay it. But you're not going to get a big-time top-flight free or trade pitcher, I should say, that is not going to be a free agent next season, that is not worth a ton of prospects. You don't get that combination. So, to me, I don't know if I make any moves. Check back on Twitter real quick. Colin Berger tweets in. He and I talk a lot. Penn Stater himself. He said, what's your take on the running back position? Howard's production is trending downward. Does Sanders' game pan out in the NFL? Yes, it does, but I don't think this season. I think he's going to need some time to learn how to play the NFL running back position. Now, Colin, you probably more than some of our listeners, because you are a Penn State guy, got to watch him up close a lot last season. He is a really productive running back who cannot block a lick. And when he learns how to block, because that's Deuce Daly's number one thing.
.com for more details and for a chance to win tickets to FanFest 2019 only from 97.5 The Fanatic.
Half an hour left with you right here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Tyler Zuli. Josh Rabick is producing the show. Rob Motti's in the house. He's going to take you from 8 to midnight. I know that he is going to get into some good Eagles talk. He also probably will discuss the Marcus Stroman trade that is now official. Marcus Stroman is the newest member of the New York Mets. I know you guys know it's coming by now. We have less than a month until it's here, but I have to tell you about FanFest. It's presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. Of course, it's Saturday, August 24th at Xfinity Live, 1 to 5 p.m. Tickets are free, but you have to win a ticket to get in. By the way, you can get them from me right now in the next half an hour. You can also get them from Rob Motti from 8 to 12. Here's what we've got so far. All of our Fanatic hosts are on site, as well as Sal Pal, Ron Jaworski, Eric Carabel, Tom McGinnis, Mark Zumoff. We'll have Bikini Beach that's created by Elite Landscaping, and a special beach feature this year. We're going to have hot tubs. They've been added by courtesy of Spa Hearth and Home, Lamborghinis and Ferraris on site, two mobile escape rooms, Houdini's Challenge and Immunity Quest by one exit mobile escape room, a golf simulator with the closest to the pin contest, Ron Jaworski's golf putting green. One lucky listener will get the chance to win a football trip for two to the away game in Miami. They'll join the Cuz, Anthony Gargano. That gets you flight, hotel, cruise around Miami, pregame tailgate, and tickets. That's all courtesy of phillysportstrip.com. We are also giving away a Wave Runner, courtesy of DHY Motorsports. We'll have a four-person, 30-foot rock wall, a dunk tank, a 95-foot radical run obstacle course, Spider Mountain, a trip for four to the happiest place on Earth, of course, Disney. Our FanFest band is the Zings. Our FanFest DJ is DJ Mo Green. We'll also have a baseball speed pitch, bouncy boxing with huge boxing gloves, a wiffle ball challenge dome, and a high striker strongman challenge. That's all courtesy of Hullage True Value. And just added, here's what our friends at the Sixers are bringing. They're bringing a half court to play on, so I get to dunk on Josh right on top of him. Half court dunk. The dunk squad, who probably should be doing the dunking, not me. The Sixers dancers, the Sixers jump squad, and the Sixers Liberty Bell that I believe Mikey Miss is going to be ringing to start all of FanFest. Here are some of our partners. They include Family and Company Jeweler, Club Risqué, Armor Metals and Recycling, and the U.S. Army. And thanks to our FanFest exclusive automotive partner, Turnersville Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, and Ram, online at turnersvillejeep.com, and of course DHY Motorsports. You can make summer funner on a Wave Runner. Shop DHY.com, the area leader for everything power sports. So we've got a little bit of a unofficial poll running right now. I asked you, which team are you most concerned about in the NFC to give the Eagles the most problem on their way to a second Super Bowl appearance in three seasons, including myself and Josh Rabick? We have three votes for the New Orleans Saints. Well, that includes myself. Two votes for the Dallas Cowboys. That includes Josh Rabick. And one vote for the Green Bay Packers, because Aaron Rodgers is back, and the Packers have retooled their defense for the first time in what seems like forever. So which team bugs you the most? We talked about the schedules. We've gone over them. I think it's just about time to talk about the Eagles schedule in particular, because we've talked about the five teams versus the six. And what I mean by that is the Eagles only play five teams that made the playoffs last year, five games that made the playoffs, I should say, last year, because that includes the Dallas Cowboys twice. Every other team on my five list, that's the Green Bay Packers and the Chicago Bears of the NFC North, the Dallas Cowboys, the direct competition in the NFC East, the New Orleans Saints, and the Los Angeles Rams. All of those five teams have to play six games against teams that made the playoffs last year. Now, granted, that proves that the Cowboys have to play the Eagles twice. The Saints don't have the Eagles this year. The Bears do. The Packers do. The Rams do not. And the Cowboys, of course, play the Eagles twice with divisional games. With all that being said, the schedule to me, there are two spots that worry me. Brock Millennial hit the first one on Twitter on the head. It's the short rest game in Green Bay against the Packers in week four because nothing ever good happened. After playing on a Sunday, nothing ever good happened out of coming in and trying to play a Thursday game on the road. Nothing. Ever. I'm convinced in the 4 years that they've been playing consistent Thursday night games, no road team has ever won a game. Now, I know that that's not factually true, but it just feels that way, that no road team wins games when you play Thursday night.
And the only time they do is when the road team outclasses the home team completely.
By a lot.
From what we're looking at with the Packers so far on paper, they do not outclass them.
Yeah. Correct. So you're right, because if you take a look at Thursday night games and you say the Eagles were to play the Detroit Lions on Thursday night after coming off a game against the Falcons, let's move it up 1 week. I've got no reserve in saying that the Eagles would beat the Lions on Thursday night in Detroit, all that good stuff. But it's the Green Bay Packers coming off a game against the Lions. And you're right. They are comparable enough to say that I would take the Green Bay Packers just strictly on not having to go on the road and play that game. By the way, who do the Packers play in week three that week prior? Well, that would be, let me shuffle my papers around, that would be the Denver Broncos in week three, a team that I think is going to stink. But you know why? Because Joe Flacco stinks. And that team defense is pretty good, but they might lose that game 13-10. And I'd take Aaron Rodgers over Joe Flacco if Aaron Rodgers had his arms tied behind his back. So that's concerning to me. Then the second stretch that is concerning to me is three consecutive weeks on the road. At Minnesota, at Dallas, at Buffalo. Now you look at it and you go matchup by matchup, you should say the Philadelphia Eagles will beat the Buffalo Bills 99 out of 100 times. Even with an improved Bills defense and Josh Allen being another season into his NFL career. I think the Bills are probably a much better team than you're going to give them credit for, but you should beat the Bills on paper. The problem being, you have to go to Minnesota, not an easy place to play. You have to go to Dallas, not an easy place to play. And did I mention, by the way, that Bills fans are psychotic? Actually crazy, like light fires, light tables on fire and jump through them crazy, like ECW early days crazy. I don't want to be a part of Orchard Park in week eight when the Eagles go play the Bills. I definitely don't want to be any part of that if the Eagles find a way to beat the Vikings and the Cowboys, because that is let down central. And that's really what schedules come down to in the NFL. You said it earlier, Josh, who you play and when you play them. Because the letdown game is real in the NFL, and the Eagles have a couple of them, and they're concerning.
The toughest thing to do in an NFL season is get up to play two consecutive weeks against good opponents, and that's what they have right there before the Bills.
Right there before the Bills. And by the way, you know who they play after the Bills on the road? The Chicago Bears. A team that probably is going to want revenge. I know they're home. Brian McLaughlin sitting out on the couch telling me they're home. I know they're home. I don't disagree. I think it's a W. He holds up a W. I think that it is a W for the Eagles, but that's a stretch of four consecutive weeks that could be concerning. That it's the Vikings in Minnesota, the Cowboys in Dallas, the Bills in Buffalo, and then the Bears at home when you're looking to say, whew, we got out of this stretch, the byes next week. A little bit of concern for me in that four-game stretch. I do have the Eagles at 6-3 going into the bye, finishing the season at 11-5 on the strength of a five-game win streak to end the season, because you've got the Dolphins, Giants, Redskins, Cowboys, and Giants once again. But this is a concerning schedule for someone who earlier in the show said the Eagles have the third easiest schedule in the NFL. That's statistically, that's based on win percentage last year. And we all know that every single year a team goes from first to worst and worst to first. So it's going to happen at some point. You got to figure out which team it's going to be. Let's go back to the phones. We'll go to Rob in Philly. What's going on, Rob?
Hey, I was calling about your Thursday night games.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I was wondering, do you think it would be possible if the Eagles had played a Thursday night game this year on the road in Carolina that they could possibly beat them?
What, this past season?
No, I'm saying if they played them this year on a Thursday, do you think they could win?
I guess it depends on who they're coming off of playing the week prior and who the Panthers played. But I think based on my projection of Carolina, is yes.
They did it 2 years ago. Against Carolina.
They did.
Carolina team.
You're correct.
And so, like, you say that, like, it's pretty much impossible to beat a Thursday night unless a team on Thursday night on the road, unless the team is bad. But Carolina 2 years ago wasn't really that bad.
No, you're right. So, Carolina was really good that year. And if you remember correctly, Rob, I believe it was Nigel Bradham who had the game of his life in that Carolina game.
Yeah, and nobody thought we were going to win that game.
No, myself included.
So this year, there's no reason why we couldn't beat Green Bay, too. I don't think Green Bay is a team like, say, the Rams or the Saints. They're a good team, but they're not a great team.
You know, and to your point, I think that you're probably correct. Can the Eagles win that game? Yes, absolutely. I think the Eagles could probably win every game in the schedule.
I was just saying because you said that, like, nobody ever wins the game.
Right, I was being a little bit facetious. I was being more facetious than anything.
It's funny that the Eagles did it 2 years ago. Right.
And that to me is more of, I think, the example, or not the example. Mm-hmm. It's against the rule. It's against the mean.
I think they have a great team. I mean,
I do as well.
I've been an Eagles fan since 1975, and I used to have season tickets to the Buddy Ryan era. And I think that this team, I think the only thing that can beat this team is injuries. And I think the best team probably would be the Rams, but we don't even play them this year unless we get to the playoffs. So,
why do you say the Rams?
Just because they've been there before, and I think that they have a lot of talent. I like Jared Goff. They have good defense, good defensive line. I think they, you know, defense wins a lot of time. Their consistency and offense is pretty good.
Rob, I appreciate the call, my man. So that gives us our first vote for the Rams, almost an hour and 45 minutes into the show. I think the Rams are a good football team. I think the Rams are also going to be product of a bad NFC West. I think the Seahawks take a step back. 49ers aren't a good football team. I don't care what you say. 49ers are not a good football team. And neither are the Cardinals. So I think the Rams are going to get the product of a fairly easy schedule, despite the fact that the stats say otherwise. We're going to take our final break. We've got one more segment coming up before we hand things off to Rob Motti. He'll take you from 8 to midnight. Josh Rabick is producing the show. I am Tyler Zoli. You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic. Training camp is underway. Get an insider update with ESPN's Tim McManus every day at 4:10. T-Mac, embedded with the birds. Hear his reports Monday through Friday at 4:10, all during training camp on Philadelphia's football station. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome to Office Depot. How can I help you?
We're getting her organized for back to school.
Yep, got my green notebook and folder for chemistry.
I mean, science is always green because, of course.
Right, because math always has red notebooks.
Right, because blue notebooks are for English. And yellow are for social studies. And purple is for music.
Are we twins?
No.
Get everything on their list from the advisors at Office Depot Office Max. This week's Doorbuster school backpacks for $10. $10 in-store or online at officedepot.com. Limit 2 excludes New Balance.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
Bring on the summer heat with some incredible savings when you consider replacing your windows and doors with my good friends at Guided Door and Window. Now, during the month of July, Gaida is offering their best discounts of the year with their big 40% off summer sales event on all expertly installed windows and doors. You'll receive 40% off each window you buy. That's right, 40% off all high-performance, energy-efficient, triple-pane windows. And you'll get 40% off any door, including insulated entry doors, patio doors, garage doors, and storm doors. Plus, you can get your project started today, no money out of pocket, and you can pay it off interest-free for up to 12 full months. Don't wait until fall like everyone else to replace your windows and doors. Go Gaida right now so you can take advantage of these limited-time savings. All prior sales excluded. This offer expires July 31st, so call Gaida today and schedule a free in-home estimate. The number, 1-877-GO-GAIDA, or check them out online at GoGaida.com. That's Go, G-U-I-D-A.
Hey, fanatics, it's Natalie for My Guys at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Stop in now for their summer clearance event and get incredible discounts. Save not 10, not 15, not 20, but up to 25% off MSRP on new Ram trucks. Trust me, guys, if you're in the market for a new truck, there's never been a better time than now during the summer clearance event at TurnersvilleJeep.com. If you want bigger selection, better prices, and an all-around better buying experience, drive an extra mile, cross the bridge, or turn out of that other dealer and into TurnersvilleJeep.com. And save up to 25% off new Ram trucks. They're Philly and South Jersey's fastest growing Jeep and Ram dealer for a reason. TurnersvilleJeep.com on Route 42 in Turnersville, New Jersey, or at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Make sure you tell them Natalie sent you.
2019 Ram 1500 8-cylinder auto MSRP $57,290. Selling price of $42,967 represents 25% savings off MSRP. Includes all applicable rebates, tax, tags, extra. Offer not valid with trade-in. Ends July 31st, 2019.
Hey, Chase Martinez from my friends at Window Nation. Now the intense summer heat, yeah, it's back. It happens this time of year, causing your old leaky windows to produce unnecessary high energy bills, allowing damaging UV rays to fade your valuables and making your windows even less effective. Well, listen up. While the kids are at camp or families are taking vacation, my trusted friends at Window Nation, the ones with more than 80,000 satisfied customers, including me, and the A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, well, they have extra capacity right now and have to keep the factory busy and the installers working. So for the first time ever, get one window free for every window you buy. No minimum or maximum purchase required on all styles of windows. Plus, no down payment, no payment of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. So buy now and start saving now and literally pay nothing for 2 years. Trust the window company I trust and visit windownation.com or call 1-866-90-NATION to get one free window for every window you buy, plus no down payment, no payments of any kind, and no interest for 24 months. Call soon. The sale ends on July 31st.
Summer's here, and there's no better time to hit the road. At AutoZone, we've got the free services you need to drive with confidence, like our free AutoZone Loaner Tool Program. You can choose from over 100 specialty tools, borrow the one you need, and get the job done right. We offer all sorts of tools for all sorts of jobs, and we'll even give you operating instructions so you know exactly how to use them. Visit us at AutoZone.com to get everything you need and start the job fast. Deposit required. Restrictions apply.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Philly sports, we're born into it. 97.5, The Fanatic.
A little under 10 minutes to go with you here on 97.5 The Fanatic. Thanks for joining us for the last 2 hours. It'll be Rob Motti coming up next. He'll take you from 8 to midnight to wrap up our Sunday programming. Josh Rabick producing the show. I am Tyler Zuli. I got a text from my dad because apparently he's listening. So I got a text from my dad, and he said, the Eagles beat the Panthers once Kuechly got hurt. Before that, they weren't doing much. And that's in reference to the call we had in the last segment saying that the Eagles beat the Panthers on Thursday Night Football a couple of seasons ago, which they did, and which Nigel Bradham had the game of his life, and Luke Kuechly got hurt. It was a great snowball effect. And listen, you take wins how you take wins. I don't care if you win the game 3-0, 65-0, or anything in between.
Wasn't that the really one-sided officiated game, too?
Yes, I believe the Eagles had something like 20-something penalties. In fact, I'm going to go back and try to find it because I think you might be right. What was that, 2017 would have been the year that that game was played. Let's go back and take a look. We'll take a look at team stats. Penalties. Eagles, 10 for 26. I'm sorry, 10 for 126. Panthers, 1 for 1. One penalty for 1 yard. You tried to cheat the Eagles, and they still won the game.
Now, don't get me wrong. Every Eagles game, I think the refs are really cheating us in the game and everything. But by the time I get to Monday or Tuesday, I get over it.
You kind of realize that they didn't. It's kind of like when you listen to the games and you go, oh, man, this broadcaster really hates the Eagles. No, they don't. They're NFL broadcasters. They're not like local broadcasters. They don't hate the Eagles. They don't hate the Cowboys. They don't hate anybody. You know what they're there for? To get paid. To do their job and to get paid.
Well, the problem with officiating is, though, there's also some calls that are kind of subjective to different times. So you can call a holding really on any play.
And then we don't know what pass interference is. We don't know what pass interference is. We don't know what a catch is. I really honestly, I don't know what the passing game in the NFL is, other than you chuck it all around the yard and hope for the best.
It's funny you say it, because my friends would always ask me, hey, is that a catch there? And I would always have some type of response, and I'd kind of be the authority in the room on whether it was a catch or not. It hit a point a year ago where I just said, I don't know.
It hit a point for me two seasons ago when Jesse James had that play. It was either on Sunday Night Football or Monday Night Football, where it took them 20 minutes to decide, and half the world thought it was a catch, and half the world didn't think it was a catch. And either way, they made the call, and half of the population was angry about it. I don't know what a catch is anymore. Just because we work in sports
man,
radio.
That's irritating.
I don't even think it's irritating anymore. I just don't know. I'm just like, I throw my hands up. I don't know. What's a catch? I don't know. What's pass interference? Probably what Roby Coleman did in the NFC Championship game. I would probably consider that prime pass interference, but I don't know. I really don't know anymore. 610-632-0975. If you have any idea what a catch is, please fill me in. I say that kind of facetiously, but really, 610-632-0975. 5 minutes left in the show. We're discussing who the Eagles' biggest opponent is in the NFC is, who's their biggest roadblock in getting to their second Super Bowl in 3 years. We've also kind of touched on the MLB trade deadline. Marcus Stroman is official. He is going to the New York Mets. He leaves the Toronto Blue Jays. Now, the rumor still has it that they may be shipping Noah Syndergaard. The San Diego Padres are the rumor, but again, that comes down to rumors and according tos and all that good stuff. I don't get that move. I really don't understand it. It seems so lateral to me, and you're giving up a 26-year-old Syndergaard who still has somewhat of team control left. I don't get the Mets. I don't think the Mets get the Mets. So we've discussed that. We've talked about who you think your Eagles' biggest opponent is. Josh Rabick says it's the Dallas Cowboys. It's the team, not literally in the Eagles' backyard, because that would be the New York Giants. But it's the team that is in the NFC East that gives them the biggest concern, that plays four of the same games in division and four AFC East opponents of the same ilk. That gives you half of your schedule that is exactly the same. And not to mention, by the way, that the Cowboys also play the Packers, the Vikings, the Lions, and the Bears. So that's 12 of your 16 games that are exactly the same. And two of those remaining four games, by the way, against each other. So I see your point on why the Cowboys might be their biggest problem. I say it's the New Orleans Saints. So do two other callers. They lead our unofficial poll. The Saints with 3 votes, the Cowboys with 2, Packers and the Rams each with 1. I think it's the New Orleans Saints based on just sheer firepower. That's really what it comes down to. They have the second best offense in the NFC. And if you were to say to me which quarterback and which fan base and which all of this put together do you not want to see on the road in an NFC title game, it's the New Orleans Saints. Let's get down to, real quickly before we wrap the show up, let's get down to Eagles-Cowboys records. Because we discussed this pre-show. Josh picked the Cowboys as the team that bugs him most and thinks that they're going to be in the way the most of an Eagles Super Bowl run. Let's get down to who wins more games in the regular season and wins the NFC East. I have the Philadelphia Eagles at 11-5. I have them splitting with the Cowboys and losing these games. The Vikings, the Packers, the Falcons, and one of the two between the Patriots and Seahawks. That gives you 5. Now, that means the Cowboys also lose to the Eagles. That gives you 1. The Cowboys have been historically bad in the opening week. I've just got this weird feeling the Giants come out and beat them in week 1. That gives you 2 losses. I think they also lose to the Packers. They also lose to the Vikings. They also lose to the Patriots. And then I think they lose to the Chicago Bears because the Cowboys have to go to Chicago late in the season on a Sunday night game. It's going to be cold. It's going to be pretty rabid. The Bears are going to be a playoff team fighting for a playoff spot. That gives the Cowboys six losses. Cowboys are a wild card team at 10-6. Took us 2 hours to decide. I've decided.
So based on that math, you're saying week 16, it's coming down to the NFC East there at the link.
The NFC East is going to be decided in week 16 at 4:25 on December 22nd. I would almost guarantee you, without looking at the schedule right now, that game gets flexed to the Sunday night game. Almost guarantee it. Especially if there are divisional implications on the line, which like I said, I think there will be. And then after that, the Eagles play the Giants in New York, and the Cowboys play the Redskins at home. That's going to come down to, can the Eagles win against a bad Giants team who probably are out of a playoff picture, who are probably, like you said, starting Daniel Jones by that point? And the Cowboys beating a bad Redskins team who are out of the playoff picture and probably starting Dwayne Haskins by that point. 2 hours flew by pretty quickly. Got to give up the mic. Wish I didn't have to, but it's Rob Motti's turn coming up next. He'll take you till midnight, from 8 to midnight right here on The Fanatic. A big thank you to everybody that called in and tweeted our show. We appreciate that. Also, a big thank you to Josh Rabick, who served double duty as producer and co-host for today's show.
You got it, dude.
Appreciate it, Josh. You're a good producer and a good co-host. Thank you so much to everybody again who listened. We'll turn things over to Rob Motti right here, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.